AM 1240 WJON, good morning. It's 840 and we're at 61 degrees. My guest now is Dr. Kimberly Schaap. She is with St. Cloud Orthopedics, and we're talking today about Makoplasty robotic surgery. Dr. Schaap, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're describing to me off the air about this, and this is one of these technologies that for the layperson like myself, don't really understand exactly what it is. But is this relatively new, this particular procedure?
The procedure itself has actually been around for a little bit. The technology has been out there. The recent change has been that it's been acquired by a larger vendor, which has the opportunity to marry this information with a prosthesis that has a known track record that is really proven in terms of design, and put the quality of the technology with the prosthesis.
What type of ailment would necessitate this particular procedure?
Either hip or knee arthritis.
Okay. Now, is this the kind of thing that, you know, in the past, surgery would just have to be done, like replacement, for instance, like hip replacement? Does this replace some of the other procedures that used to be done?
Well, this actually is hip or knee replacement.
Okay.
It uses technology to improve outcomes by precise implantation of the components that should improve longevity, that should improve outcomes. Ultimately, it, particularly with partial knee replacement, which is what we're using it for currently, that's been a really technically difficult procedure to do and do well and get good longevity out of. And this allows us to pre-plan that procedure. We can even generate an X-ray prior to surgery and understand exactly what we're doing from a mechanical standpoint to improve those outcomes.
This is more effective for longer.
Correct.
Okay. Is it less invasive?
The surgery itself can be less invasive because we don't have to make such a large incision to be able to visualize. The robot really helps us understand what the anatomy looks like without actually even seeing it.
Hmm. So the robot is doing assisted, the assisted procedure, or how is this being done?
Correct. So the information is gained from a CT scan pre-surgically. It's put into the computer. The plan is generated. We can tweak the plan. We add some information in the operating room by taking additional data points while we're there in the operating room to be sure what we got from the CT scan really matches what we want to do. And again, we can tweak it even then in the operating room. And then ultimately, it allows us to put that prosthesis in very, very well positioned exactly where we want it.
Does this work for any candidate for knee replacement?
Right now, we only have partial knee replacement available. The software for the total knee replacement is coming out this summer, and we should be one of the early adopters of the procedure and the software, mainly because there aren't a lot of centers doing a lot of volume. There's only two robots in Minnesota, and we're one of them.
Maybe this is a dumb question, but what is the difference between partial and full knee replacement?
Basically, there's three compartments in your knee. There's your kneecap joint, the inside part of the joint, the outside part of the weight-bearing part of the joint. When you replace one of those, so either the kneecap or the inside, which is most common, that's a partial knee replacement. When you replace all three, then it's a total knee replacement.
Okay, and at this point, you can't do the full knee replacement yet.
Correct. The software is, what they're doing right now is they're validating the prosthesis with the software for that particular procedure, but it should be, in, you know, it'll be months, not years.
Are insurance companies signing off on this?
Ultimately, the answer is no. A lot of insurance companies, some are, but some don't pay for it. We've decided that the improvement in terms of patient outcomes is worth the additional cost. So we usually just eat that cost.
Right. Is the recovery time better with this procedure?
Absolutely. Ultimately, again, since it allows you to do limited exposure and get precise implant positioning, the recovery, particularly from a partial knee replacement, can as opposed to a full knee replacement, can be markedly shortened by weeks as opposed to months.
And you had mentioned that the prognosis is that this is going to be better for them longer. Have partial knee replacements in the past been something where it becomes chronic again for them and they have to go back in?
Correct. One of the issues with partial knee replacements is they're technically very, very difficult. When you think about having to rebalance, mechanically realign a joint, the more space you have to do that, the more variables, more opportunity you have to make those things happen. That's what a total knee does for you. It gives you more opportunities to balance that joint. In this instance, we're working in a really limited space trying to control all those variables. And it's been a technically difficult procedure to be done well and to get the longevity from. And this really helps us understand all of that three-dimensional anatomy in that limited space.
Was this an easy procedure for you to learn and to be able to adapt?
Yes. It actually, ultimately, again, because the robot really doesn't let you do the wrong thing. You put it in the computer, you tell it what you want it to do, understanding, you know, what your outcome should be. And if you get into a position where you're not in the right spot, it just shuts you down. You can't, the instrument quits working.
Were you a little hesitant at first about this? I mean, letting a robot having so much control?
Absolutely. And I was chatting with John outside earlier, and I had talked about the fact that I'm not a really early adopter of technology unless I understand that it's really going to improve patient outcomes. But this is something different. This is something big, and it is definitely going to allow us to give folks a better product. And the better product is based on mechanics. We know that when you put in a prosthesis in the right spot and mechanically align that, it's going to last longer.
Does the same process work for hips?
It does.
And can you do full, or are you just doing partial hips at this point?
Full hip replacements.
Full hip replacements. Okay.
Right. And the critical part of hip replacements, and Dr. Joe Nessler, one of my partners, will be here next week and talk probably a little more about this, but the real critical part of hip replacements is length and socket side placement, and that's really where the robot comes in, is that placement on that socket side, because everybody's anatomy is a little bit different, and it really allows you to understand that anatomy in three dimensions.
What type of shape are you in? Are you going to recover quickly or be more of a candidate for this particular procedure?
Ultimately, not necessarily, although obviously the better shape you are in, the more quickly you're going to recover from any surgery.
Now, when getting this procedure done, how long are you out of work? I mean, can you drive away from the procedure? Do you have to have somebody else there with you? How does it work?
Well, it is a replacement, so just like any surgery, even if you have your knee scoped, you need to have somebody there to drive you home.
Mm-hmm.
But we anticipate that you will be up and walking that same day, leaving the surgical center that same day, and ultimately returning to work, hopefully within several weeks to a month, potentially. It's still a lot of work. There's a lot of therapy involved for the knees, for sure. The hips, not nearly as much. But it is certainly much quicker recovery than a standard knee replacement.
Is the physical therapy that you do about the same with this procedure as it would be with others?
The partial knee replacements are much less than a full replacement, for sure.
Okay. Now, if people do want to find out more about this and to maybe think if maybe this is something that they could do for themselves, if they need to have a partial knee replacement, do they just contact you at St. Cloud Orthopedics?
They can certainly come in and talk to us at St. Cloud Orthopedics. There's multiple partners that are doing this particular procedure. Also, there is a Meet the Robot date on July 13th at the St. Cloud Surgical Center, and I would encourage you. It's an open house. You can show up. We would be happy to chat with you. If you can RSVP, that would be great. You can contact the surgical center. But you can get your questions answered. There will be multiple folks around to have conversations with specific to your instance.
Okay. Dr. Schaap, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
Dr. Kimberly Schaap, she is with St. Cloud Orthopedics, talking about Makoplasty Robotic Surgery.